Welcome to an ongoing series of daily podcasts from the agribusiness team at IHS Markit. Our experts will provide timely insight to help you in navigating the challenges of the global coronavirus pandemic across the agriculture and food markets.
Welcome to the IHS Markit Agribusiness Podcast on the update and outlook of COVID-19 on the agribusiness value chain. Today, we have three of us who will discuss important topics to the marketplace for agriculture and what it means to you as participants in the supply chain. First, we'll start off with Roger Bernard, who will talk about a policy update. Neil Murray will talk about different price actions that are collapsing, look at the squid market and as well as apples. And myself, Ken Erickson, will look at the situation with transportation, not having enough PPE, personal protection equipment, and then look at the barge industry specifically. With that, we'll kick it over to Roger Bernard.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, that PPE issue is going to be a very big one coming up, in no small part because we've had President Donald Trump now signing an executive order which brings the Defense Production Act into force relative to the U.S. meatpacking industry. That's declaring it an essential infrastructure industry, and it's aimed at getting these slaughter plants that have slowed, their line speeds and have in some cases shut down, to get them to reopen to take livestock in once again, because hogs in particular are backing up on farms. It's creating a very difficult situation for a lot of producers. Now, what the key things that have emerged from this are is that you have a lot of focus on, are the workers that are going to be working in these meat plants, returning to work, are they going to be protected? Under the DPA, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue has been delegated authority by the president in this executive order to make sure that things like those personal protection items are available to the meatpacking workers. So, and House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, the Democrat from Minnesota, has been really focused on this livestock issue and everything, and he feels okay with what is going on relative to the administration's efforts on this front. And I think that's a very important endorsement, really, on the part of someone in Congress relative to what this administration is undertaking and trying to get through the COVID-19 situation. Peterson also revealed that Mr. Perdue has asked him to set up a working group on this matter, and he's held a lot of discussions with Mr. Peterson. So there's a lot of communication taking place in Washington, D.C., relative to everything that's been going on in this COVID-19, process as we try to, restart this economy, make sure our workers are protected, but most importantly, make sure that food supply does not run into roadblocks. There are going to be issues ahead, but at least, there are steps being taken on the policy front to try to address this, as the conditions move forward and as this country tries to come out of this COVID-19 situation. So, Neil, I'll turn it to you for a view from the European side on the food front.
Thank you, Roger. Yeah, well, we're having meat problems as well now in Europe. Spanish meat prices are collapsing, particularly for things like roasted pig or pork, any kind of pig products, and lamb shanks. These are mainstays of the catering sector. And as in the US, the catering sector has effectively shut up for the duration. So that's affected the prices. We're also hearing the shortage of all things canned and frozen squid. Now, this sounds like an unusual item. The main producer here is Peru. And again, the problem here is the supply chain is constricting for all the usual reasons, port disruption, social distancing, labor problems, and things like that. And Peruvian exports are down to about 31,000 tons, which sounds like a lot, but it's a drop of two-thirds. Spain is one of the main markets, because in Europe, Spain has a very high consumption of fish products, and other Asian countries like China, Korea, and Japan are also keen purchasers. It's an unregulated market, and it's actually quite difficult for us to track. Fresh apples, the European inventory of fresh apples is still falling, according to the very latest data, but there are one or two odd spots in it. France, which is a key, quite a sizable apple producer in the EU, is actually got a remarkably large inventory. It doesn't process apples into juice the way that, for example, Poland does. All countries are reducing their inventories, and what we actually hear is that the demand for fresh fruit, for fresh apples in particular, has been very, very large in the last few weeks because consumers in lockdown have been buying fresh fruit, among other things, really to see them through. So the figures we've got are only up to the beginning of April, and we do expect those to reflect, the next set of figures, to reflect the recent spike in consumption. The issue here is that the apples are being shipped out in bulk rather than in small quantities. Some of them at the bottom of the bins are not particularly good quality. These would normally be the things that the juice processors would take, but really to get the deliveries through, the main fresh apple buyers are just buying the bins as they come, and then they'll sort them out afterwards, and they'll just jettison the ones that they can't don't deem suitable for fresh sale. This is actually going to constrict whatever supply is left for juicing. There has been some juice production going on this spring, but we expect it to come to an end. So on the other hand, what we're going to see here is fresh apple inventory really coming down to normal manageable levels, or maybe even below those. Thank you. Back to you, Ken.
Thank you, Neil. Looking then at the PPE for the transportation sector and what it means for the agribusiness value chains, we certainly are seeing a lot of challenges as we speak to the transportation providers, especially those who have their own maintenance and repair shops that require welding or being enclosed in small spaces or tight spaces. There is a very much a requirement by various government authorities and agencies and regulations that they have a certain minimum personal protection equipment. And as Roger already highlighted, that that's one aspect with the Defense Protection Act or Production Act that was signed in for the meat slaughter industry. So you can see some similar challenges and issues for the transportation industry. While people are not as shoulder to shoulder in doing their work, there is a concern that to continue to do conduct this repair work, especially in the different areas, that without enough personal protective equipment, there's some of these carriers and some of these transportation providers said in some of their operations, they could be within 2 weeks of having to shut down operations. And when we look across various global economies and such, maybe one company here, one company there, doesn't matter much, but when we're in a situation of constrained transportation capabilities, challenges with it, this is just yet another example of what could come down the road without having enough adequate supplies to go into the essential sectors to support not just the economies, but to support the movement of grains and foods and frozen chilled ag and food products to the retail sectors. And this is a very much an important feature to be watching as we go forward here, and very much a concern. Meanwhile, in the inland river barge industries around the world, especially in South America and the U.S., you are seeing a shift in the types of volumes that are being moved on the waterways. Many of them, especially in the United States, have had ongoing and persistent economic challenges the last several years, and this is yet another challenge for the industry. And as we look forward here, about the only thing that's sustaining these industries is the agricultural sector. Energies are significantly off, and certainly you're seeing any kind of construction move commodities or products that need to be moved. Those have been cut off very heavily. Even if ag is supporting these moves, they're not big growth areas, but at least they're sustaining as they go forward. The bigger challenge is how sustainable will these companies be? How many will be around, not just in the short run, but more importantly in the long run, as we come out of whatever timeline looks for the economies around the world? And what does that mean on the back side of this as we go with the movement of commodities and goods around the world? These are very real and very ongoing challenges here that are very much a struggle as they see in the marketplace here today. So having the policy around the PPEs and supporting those to get their proper material in there is very significant and very important as we go forward.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to get in touch with any comments or questions for us to consider for one of our future podcasts, please contact us via our website or reach out to any of our account management people or content people that you may know. We look forward to seeing you next time.